Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, guys, I'm going to hit a different direction today. It's been shifting and drifting. I think drifting is a better word for it. Drifting further and further and further to the why don't you want to retire mode. And I was thinking the other day it's kind of like if you keep pushing that mode that, hey, why don't you want to retire? It's like the Democrats continuing to push the mode that Donald Trump is the devil. He's Hitler. In other words, it's just, hey, but I think I'm missing some of the stuff that we used to talk about, which is when I was younger, it was the fun. And what I mean by the fun is that what would it mean to you in your life if you had an additional $5,000 a month coming in? Now, think about that for a second. We're setting up trips right now. We travel all over the world and we take pretty expensive trips. But when you start thinking about where you could go and what you could do for $5,000, and that's a month. So you could do it 1 month if you took 2 months worth of cash flow, you had $10,000, you could travel just about anywhere and do just about anything you want to do. It's an amazing amount of money. So if you've got a job and you've got an extra $5,000 worth of passive income, man, life's completely different. Yet we don't see it that way. We, as I say in the masses of people that I meet, don't have any understanding that there is a way to have passive income coming in. Passive streams of income each and every month. And whether you just chunk it away into your savings account and increase your net worth, or whether you buy more investments, which means that you make even more each month, or whether you spend it for enjoyment, which is another option. And you forget that option sometimes when you continue to make so much money and you invest more and then you make more and then you invest more and you make more. And you get tied up in that cycle. I've caught myself in that cycle before. I think, you know, wait a minute. There's enough. Let's just take a breath and let's go do some things and spend some money, have some fun. But you can't do that if you don't have any money coming in. You get up and go to work every day and you pay your bills and, you know, you may sock a little away to put your kids through college or, you know. But where's the fun? Where's the bass boat? Where's the ATV? Where's the travel? You say, well, Del, you told us not to do any of that stuff so we can invest. Yes, you invest first and then you have fun with the cash flow. You don't dig into the assets. You don't get rid of the assets. You don't eat up your savings. You invest your savings. But the cash flow that comes out of that can be divvied up. Just like you have a paycheck and you divvy up part of it to live on and part of it to save. The money that comes out of the cash flow from your investments should be divvied up the same way to some degree. Now, I understand if you're trying to build up a nest egg really quick, but I'm talking about now people that are younger, 30, 35 years of age. You can go at this thing at any pace you want. You've got your whole life to get to retirement. So why not live along the way? Why not pick out something each year that's extravagant you would like to go do? Some place you'd like to travel, something, you know, that you've always dreamed of doing that would change your life forever. Memories. You know, that there's talks about investing in memories is probably some of the most successful investments because they never go away. You'll remember them forever. And so why not have a little bit of fun? I know a lot of guys that when they first made their first million, and we're not talking about making a million yet, we're just talking about making some money, that go out and buy themselves a Ferrari or something. And I understand what it is. It's the dream of I made it. I got there. I have the token. It's like I got, like I said, from being a bodybuilder, I've got the pictures, I've got the trophies, and I've got the t-shirt. I've been there, done that, don't need to do it anymore. Well, that's a lot of things in life. You know, the trip to Paris, the trip to Spain, the trip to Italy, the trip to Greece, you know, the trip to Israel to see the Promised Land or the Temple Mount. You know, when you think about all these things you could do, places to travel, or just maybe like, you know, rafting down a river somewhere, climbing a mountain. I know David Fisher's wife has climbed just about every tall mountain in the world. That's her thing, is hiking and climbing mountains. Whatever it is, couldn't you enjoy having $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month coming in to allow you to enjoy it? I think that's something you need to think about. I really do. It's not that hard to create $2,000 to $5,000 worth of passive income. It really isn't. Now, for some of you at a young age, for me, I was able to retire because I only took home $3,500 a month. And so once I retired at 34 years of age, I had covered my income. I didn't need to work anymore. And I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So I elected not to work anymore. But maybe that's not you. Maybe you got a great job. Maybe you enjoy it. Maybe you only work 4 days a week. In fact, at one point when I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, I quit. My boss wanted me back, and I said, look, I'll come back if you let me work 4 days a week. And he did. He needed me. So I worked Monday through Thursday, took off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No, I'm sorry. I let everybody else work Monday through Friday. I worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'd work Thursday and Friday to set up my Saturday and Sunday and make all my money on Saturday and Sunday. It's an interesting way to look at life. But boy, was that nice. And it was nice for another reason. It was nice because I used to talk about, we'll let the amateurs go out and get drunk on the weekends and kill people and fight through crowds and fight to get into restaurants. But when you have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off, man, there's nobody out there. You can go to any restaurant you want, nicest one. You can take your girl out and you can get reservations, and you're not overpaying, and it's nice. So that was just a quality of life change that I had by increasing my income. Driving a nice car. I remember the first Lexus I ever bought. I drove a Toyota Camry forever, and I loved it. Hey, I was totally satisfied and satiated with the Toyota Camry. Car never broke down. I bought it new. It was beautiful. It ran great. It was the number one selling car for years when I bought it, and I loved it. It ran perfectly. It was smooth. It was quiet. It was great. But then one day I had enough money. I said, you know what? I'm just going to go drive a Lexus. And I drove that Lexus 400, and I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. And I said, you know, I spend umpteen hours a week in a car. Why don't I have one I enjoy being in? And so I bought a Lexus. You know, I don't know, back then a Camry probably cost $27,000 or something like that. And you could get a Lexus for like $47,000. But man, what a change in the quality of my life. Driving around with massive tunes inside a super quiet car, comfortable, big, spacious, soft. Suspension was great. The tires, it was just unbelievable. And the quality of my life changed so dramatically at that point that I said, you know, I'll never drive a terrible car ever again. That is one of my goals in life. It's like the first time I ever took and rode in first class. And it's funny, even when I had a lot of money, even after I was retired, even after I was a millionaire, I never rode in first class. And then one day, I don't know how, I think my wife talked me into it, we went in first class. And after I went in first class one time, I told her, I'll never go back. There's no way. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. It means more than just retiring from your job. It means creating passive streams of income that can enhance your life. I was mentoring a gentleman the other day, and it was an interesting conversation. Gentleman had just retired, and he had quite a bit of money. I'm not going to say how much it is, but it was quite a bit of money. But what was interesting about it is that he had two or three major investments in his life that he thought were investments that he paid into, he didn't receive money from. So it was interesting to see that. I kind of laughed and chuckled with the guy. I said, you're kind of on the contra Del Walmsley plan here. You're paying out for this. You're paying out for that. You're paying out for something else. So I think he had like a whole life insurance policy, which he needed because he couldn't get term life, or at least he didn't think he could get term life because he'd had an illness. And if I were him, I would at least look into that, to be honest with you. But I wasn't going to push him on the issue. I'm just there to help. I'm not there to push. So he had that, but that was costing him money to have a life insurance policy, when really I doubt if the life insurance policy even paid enough to make it worth having the life insurance policy. In other words, the guy's got, let's say, $800 to $1 million, and he's paying into this insurance policy every month that I don't know how much it pays. In fact, I probably should ask him that when I talk to him again, because it may be a poor trade-off, but it's a lot of money he was paying in each month. And, you know, it's, you leave life insurance for your family to leave behind, right? But if you leave your family $1 million worth of investments that produce income, you're probably better off. So that was one thing. He had then like a 401k he was paying into, and a self-directed IRA he was paying into. He was paying into his personal mortgage and his residence. So he had all these things he was paying into. And I said, well, what other investments do you have? And he had put into the email the investments in a manner that they disappeared in the email. It was a fluke deal. But he had more money somewhere else that was stuck inside of 401ks, and he had a small retirement plan. So this guy definitely has enough money to live. He has enough money to retire. It's just a matter of rearranging it, right? But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm going to be working with him on that and getting that retirement situation, you know, straightened out. But what I'm really talking about today is it was just a shock to me to see this guy was so successful. He had a good job. His wife had a good job. And yet everything in their life was paying into something as opposed to getting something to pay out. I would really like to get across to you guys, there are investments that pay you money. That once you buy them, you don't keep paying into them. They pay you to have them. This seems so foreign to the average person out there. And you buy one of these and it pays you money, and it pays you money for the rest of your life, in essence, until you sell it. And then you buy another and you have twice as much income coming in. That's what got me when I first started doing this. As I went out and bought one rent house, I go, you mean to tell me I go out here and I work for Bally's Health Clubs. I go out here and I sell memberships, health club memberships. And I sell $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a week worth of memberships for these health clubs. That all distills down through the system. You pay 50, 60, 80, 100 people, and I get a check for $3,500 a month. How does that work? They take out taxes, they take out insurance. They take out profits. They take out other people's pay. I end up with $3,500. I said, now I go and rent a house for $500, and I end up getting a check for $500, and I have to pay a mortgage at $280. So I make $220 a month. Right then, boom! First house I bought, I was making money every month, like clockwork. I had never had money come to me. I had always gone and worked for money, and then they took part of it for taxes and insurance and this and that. And all of a sudden I had money. It was so exciting that when my broker asked me, do you want to do another one? I said, yeah. And he said, how many? I said, three. And he laughed at me. He said, why three? I said, that's all the credit cards they have left, because I was putting the down payments down on credit cards, which you can't do anymore. But back then I could. And I just borrowed the money out of the credit card and go buy another rent house. And so within 60 days, 30 days for the first one, 30 days for three more, I had four. And I was making $880 a month. And I go, my gosh, think about this. I've worked 12 hours a day, 12 days a week for 12 years to bring home $3,500. And now I'm bringing home $880 a month tax-free. Now think about that. There's no taxes on this when it's set up right. I got to keep almost $900 a month. I go, wow, this is amazing. I figured that out at 34 years of age. What a blessed thing to find out at 34 years of age. That you could literally have people paying you money. And my tenants were not only paying me positive cash flow each month, they were paying off my mortgages. My mortgages were getting smaller, and my houses were becoming worth more through appreciation. This just blew my mind. I'm thinking of a song, a long-haired, overfed hippie. There's some song like that. But the bottom line is it just blew my mind. So when I think about this, I think, why is this not something everybody does? Why do they put money into investments, 401ks, IRAs, annuities, whatever, where you're paying in and paying in and paying in, and nowhere does the money come back out until, what, 65, 75 years of age? By then, it's like, what's left? When I was 34 years of age, I could go anywhere, do anything, have fun. I was physically fit, healthy, excitable, right? Young, dumb, and full of enthusiasm. And yet I had money to spend, extra money above and beyond what I was living on, because that was my paycheck. You set your cost of living to your paycheck, right? I set mine to my paycheck minus savings. I was a very hard saver, but I was locked in at that. But this money was just extra. It was just coming in. $900, $880 a month coming in. Now, think about that. Just that small amount. What would that mean to you if you had an extra $900 a month tax-free? You didn't pay taxes on it. You just got $900 a month. What would that mean for you, your spouse, your kids? Wow. Think about that as we go to break. We'll take a short one. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing what would your life be like if you added anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 a month in positive cash flow. And I was making the point that when I started, I had $880 a month coming in from four properties. It just blew my mind. Four properties, right? And then I bought another property. I assumed a loan on something and, I put a little money down and assumed that deal. And I made, a couple hundred more. Then somewhere along the line, I got crazy and I bought five duplexes. This is just the craziest thing in the whole world. And I'm like 34 years old, and I buy these things. It's $25,000 down, and some guy owner finances them for me because they were a piece of garbage. I'm working with a guy right now that just not an hour ago, he sent me one of these piece of garbage properties. But if it's purchased right, it's unbelievable. So I bought this thing. It was five duplexes, which is 10 units, and it was owner financed, so I didn't have to go get a loan on it. Probably would not have qualified for a loan. It was so terrible when I bought it. And in the 10 units, one or two were vacant. I can't remember. One guy literally had a shop in one of them. A lady who had a babysitting service in another one of the units. It was just ungodly. Some of the people there that lived there, you never even saw them. You didn't know if they really lived there or not. There was a couple drug dealers living there. And I bought this piece of garbage for $25,000 down. The seller's like, look, just take this, I'll owner finance it for you, clean it up and do what you want with it. And I bought it for $200,000, which is nothing, right? Nothing. And I turned around and sold that thing for $450,000. So I made $250,000 on it. And I made $2,000 a month in positive cash flow, right? I had 10 units. I made $200 a month on each one. That was $2,000 a month in positive cash flow. And I was like, this is the easiest money I've ever seen in my entire life. There was nothing to it. If you take my class, I even teach how I ran it. I didn't even really have to operate it. I had somebody else operating it for me. Some tricks I teach in my training program to show you how to do that. There was almost no time at all myself to deal with this. And I just think back and go, I look at these people that have hundreds of thousands of dollars saved up in 401ks, IRAs, annuities, savings plans, life insurance, you name it, big bucks. And they don't have $2,000 a month coming in. Can you imagine what just $2,000 a month would mean to these people? Extra money. Forget about retiring. You and your wife make $2,000 a month more. Or your wife, you and your husband. It's not a sexist thing. I've had investors, both female and male. It doesn't matter. Somebody's just got to be the one that's willing to do it. And if you do that and then all of a sudden you have $2,000 a month, I'll tell you what happens. Somewhere along the line you go, honey, maybe we should have four. Maybe we should do it again. And that's not to mention the capital gains that come out of this stuff. I get people right now, every single month we show deals where people make $50,000 on a house. You buy it for $100, it's worth $200, we put $50 in it. We own it for $150,000 and it's now worth $200,000. You made $50,000 capital gain. Now think about doing four of those a year. That's $200,000 a year extra income for you and the depreciation, which allows you to earn that money tax-free, and the cash flow, which, let's say it's $400 a house. We're talking $1,600 a month. $1,600 a month coming in, and you made $200,000. That's not a bad year. You start that when you're 30 years old. Well, maybe start it when you're 25, 26. Maybe you can even do it in college. I think you could if you had, you actually can do loans now without income. They're based on the value of the property, loan-to-value loans. Right. So you can borrow 50% of the asset's net worth type of thing. And actually, I think they go up to 70% now. So they're out there. There's other ways to do this. There's lots of ways to skin a cat. You use hard money loans to be able to do the deal with very little down. But let's say you get out there and you get started. Maybe your parents help you. By the way, I'm doing podcasts now. Every Friday I do a podcast. And I'm going into deep, intimate detail in these podcasts, stuff that I don't even do in the training classes because there's just no time. But I'm going into the emotional effect, the financial nitty-gritty, the marketplace, the politics and how they affect everything. It's all the stuff you want to talk about, but it's just too nitty-gritty to get anything done because you just really need to go out there and buy something and get started. And by the way, don't just buy something. Buy it right. Do it right. Come learn how to do it right. But I've got these podcasts out there. And, you know, one of the podcasts directions I'm going is how to get kids started. You know, you can get your kids started young. I have quite a few different family people. I can think of five right off the top of my head that started their kids in their teens. And by the time they're in their 20s, they'd already been highly successful real estate investors. But if you don't get that, if your parents don't get you started, I've started at 30. 2.5 years later, I retired. You don't need to retire. You might just want to add some passive streams of income. Maybe because you want to drive a nice car. Maybe because you want to travel, right? Whatever it is. My daughter's a professional bodybuilder. So they spend all their money. Her and her husband's a pro bodybuilder also. They spend all their money traveling the country to compete. They spend all their money on food and nutritional products and tanning and you name it, gym memberships. But that's where they spend their money. There's nothing wrong with whatever it is you want to do to enjoy your life. That's your life. You need to enjoy it. Pretty hard to do if you don't have any money. You need some money to enjoy life, right? And they say, what was that old saying? If you pray in one hand and spit in the other, you see which one you results get you the quickest, right? The bottom line is you got to go out and do something. And I think the point I'm trying to get across today more than anything else, guys, more than anything else, is that you can go out there and start putting investments together that pay you instead of you paying them. That's the point I want to get across to you. Now, by the way, we're going to have a class tonight for members. You got to be a member to go to that class. And we got a class tomorrow night, which you could come as a guest. It's called a case study. And you can come meet people that are doing this. And then you'll find out the strangest thing. There are people that look like you. They act like you. They have jobs like you. They dress like you. They talk like you. By the way, they are you. They're not something special. They're not something different. They're not some anomaly, space anomaly. They're people just like you that decide, you know what? I saw it. I was interested. I looked into it. I went to the program, I learned how to do it, and I did it. And boom, they've got passive streams of income coming in. And the stories are always exciting because you can see as they get up on stage and tell about their stories and let you ask them questions, you can see their excitement grow from one property to the next to the next. Because what happens is then is they see that there's no limit. Once you understand that you can have whatever it is you want in life, it's just a matter of a series of steps. When you see that and understand that, then all of a sudden, boy, the joy really opens up. Because otherwise you felt like you've been trapped in that life of quiet desperation. But you can actually go to that gerbil wheel and go to that cubicle and be happy because you have so much money coming in on the side that you can do whatever it is you want to do. It means creating passive streams of income that can enhance your life. I was mentoring a gentleman the other day, and it was an interesting conversation. Gentleman had just retired, and he had quite a bit of money. I'm not going to say how much it is, but it was quite a bit of money. But what was interesting about it is that he had two or three different things in his life where he was paying large amounts of money into something. And the thing is that most people I run into, that's what I find, that they're paying money into things. They're paying money into their house, money into their 401k, money into their IRA. They're putting money into their life insurance. They're putting money into things. But nothing is bringing money back out to them. They have no money coming to them. And they just struggle with that. And I struggle with it for this reason. That's really hard to say. It's more than one reason. One is that I just know it's wrong. People just can't see it. I struggle with the fact that they don't even realize you can have money coming to you every month, regular, reoccurring, realized income that you can use any way you want to use. I struggle with the fact that people just don't believe it. They don't understand it. They obviously don't know how to do it. But even if I can show them how to do it, they may not even be willing to do it because they don't believe it. Because why? Because their mom and dad didn't do it. Their attorney doesn't do it. Their CPA doesn't do it. Their teacher didn't do it. Their professor doesn't do it. Their police chief doesn't do it. It's just like, unless you grew up around entrepreneurial people who knew how to invest to make money, you have no idea. And that's why I started Lifestyles 34 years ago. I started because I fell into this stuff. I figured it out. I worked through it by doing houses and then duplexes, then fourplexes, then small apartments, then medium apartments, then large apartments, portfolios. And just kept growing and growing and growing. But it's irrelevant what I did. What is important is that I've seen it all. Like when I get off of this radio show, I'm going to go back in here and I got a guy I'm working with on buying his first small apartment. I'm going to walk him through every step of the way what he's got to do. Once that occurs, if this gentleman gets in small apartments, and I worked with him on one yesterday that just didn't work. It made no sense at all. I got another one today. It looks better. It's like half the price of what we looked at yesterday. So that being the case, you understand that if I can get this guy into one of these deals, this guy's life is going to change forever. It's going to be unbelievable. It's just a matter that we have to get him into one, right? He has to do it. I will get off this radio show and I will call this guy and we will work this through, as in the 8 or 10 other people I'm working with on projects right now. Because once you do one of these, your life changes. And I don't care where you live. I have a telephone. You can call me anywhere. We can do online video chat. We can do anything. I can work with you and anywhere you're at in the country. I may not know that part of the country very well, but I know enough about real estate to find out how to find out about that part of the country and to make these things work. And maybe you can't even invest in your area because your area is not conducive to what we do. Well, then we get you with someone in an area that's conducive, that it works on. So maybe you grew up in an area where it doesn't work to do the kind of stuff we do. Well, then that just leads to your belief it can't happen because you can't see it because where you live, right? Maybe you've grown up in democratic society where you believe that everything is about what the government can give to you. How can the government take care of me? Jobs, pensions, right? Welfare, Social Security, food stamps, something from the government for everything. That's, you know, or maybe you just believe your employer should give you everything. I've had employees like that just think that, hey, I'm the world. You need to give me everything. And if you have that kind of personal attitude that the world owes you, then you're never going to be able to live a happy life. You're always going to be miserable because you're always going to be thinking, why won't they give me more? Instead of, if you understand that you can produce whatever you want in life, there are no limitations, then you just ask yourself, how much more do I want? It's a completely different conversation. Why won't they give me what I want, which you can't control, or how much more do I want, which you can control? The difference is happiness or stagnation and misery. Living a life of quiet desperation, getting up every day and going to the cubicle or the gerbil wheel and riding out your life for the next 30 years, 40 years. Miserable. Yeah. You get off for holidays. We know that. Maybe get a vacation week once a year. But when you have it, you don't have any money to spend on it because you got problems, you got life, you got challenges, and you got no extra income. You know that stuff that isn't tied to anything? That income that is just there for fun. That's what you should be thinking about. Now, you can also tie that with the fact that all the fun I'm having with the income coming from these assets will someday create a large enough asset base I can retire. Boy, that's a secondary benefit, huh? But let's not start with the primary benefit being the retirement. Let's start with the primary benefit being increasing the amount of income you have to work with, to play with, right? This excess income that you have that's not tied to your bills. That's what we want to work on now, right? And parents, why not start your kids thinking this way from the beginning? Instead of enslaving them to a life of employment and misery, why not start them thinking about having passive streams of income to go along with that college degree and that job? Sure, you want them to have a good job. I understand that. No problem. But why not have a little passive income to go with that? That way, you have the best of both worlds. Wow. That sounds great. Because, you know, it's not just money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.